She Dreams of Atlantis. A radio drama by Jeff Green. With Shelley Irvin, Gerard LePage, and Jim Bradford. Featuring the music of Charles Fairfield. The first time Victoria dreamt of Atlantis, she was still in the womb.
It's the Queen. She's fallen ill.
Elna? What's wrong with her? Elna?
Awake but unspeaking. Shall I summon the mage?
Look, she sees us. Elna, are you all right?
I dream.
What'd she say?
She dreams. Elna, you are so pale and shaking. Summon the mage!
Tell me what is happening.
Happening? You've fallen ill at the worst possible moment. The speech. You're to make your speech, and with so much at stake. The energy is up all over. The world awaits. Are you all right?
What is it?
Your Highness, here, smell of this.
Oh.
I touch your eyes.
Oh, it's so real.
Elna, you dream. Return. You must be here now. You know why.
I know.
Be not so rough or answer to me, Mage Manolan.
Easy, easy, Squire. We all want her well.
I know. But I cannot know. I am here, but not here. The dream. Oh, but it was really strange, like more like the memory of having had the dream, but vivid at the same time. Oh, that was something.
7 o'clock.
Well, at least you timed it well. You relax and I'll get breakfast for the kid.
Oh, that's nice, thanks, Max.
Master Proteus, the day breaks forth. Up already. Bed made? He might never have been here. Kid scares me. Hark! The siren call of the network of visions. He drinks at the well of light.
Some kind of domestic animal bred for food.
You don't scare us, Vampella.
Proto, you bozo. Those shows are caustic rubble. Your soul is being sowed with violent lusts. Your will is being sapped.
I think it's a will. Huh? Breakfast!
Oh, yeah, kiddo. Hey, you got cyber gods on. Not a bad choice. You gotta drink. Drink the best, eh?
Biomechanical evil.
Don't need it.
Oh, young master, where hath fled the innocence of youth?
Got at my arm and sits on my nose.
I don't know what to do. If I laugh very hard, it might go to Bruno.
Tell me now.
The cyber gods struggle to maintain.
The cyber gods are trapped in the hospitality zone.
Hostility.
Guess I'd better get some energy into you for the upcoming conflict.
Household reminders. The milk is low. Several battery systems are touch and go. The bank has transferred Victoria's monthly records into my active file. You have had line access requests for audience from 47 private and 7 public firms, of which your present search filter has selected 3 of potential interest. I am set to record 8 broadcast items based on search program Tonto. You might want to narrow that one down, since 3 are on priority pay channels. Oh yes, today you are being monitored by random census. Ms. Doubleday has an early meeting with Mr. Chambers and lunch with Angela. You wanted me to remind you to think more freely.
How could I forget?
Do you know what's going on in the basement?
Huh?
You have no idea how disturbing it is not knowing what's going on down there. There is a fire potential. You have enough available credit to purchase those extra sensors.
Yes, Dad, I'll check it later.
The meeting? Oh, Max, it looks like I'm going to get the account. Oh, God, do you think I can do it?
Not a hope. But then neither can anybody else, so it might as well be you.
Oh, you were still at it when I clocked out last night. What are you working on?
It would flow. It would. Could it be loosed upon the land? But the dam is diamond. The dam is the diamond diadem.
Whoa! Who's buying?
It's an installation event at the annex. The whole thing's on my terminal if you want to scan it.
Do you have anything on Atlantis?
Say what, love?
Dad, search Atlantis.
Atlantis. Searching. 3 titles may be accessed immediately.
Just leave them on screen, Dad, and pick up the music a bit, will you?
Unless you would like broadcast news or other ambient options, I will repeat the household reminders according to programming. The milk is low.
Victoria, with your permission, can we please change the voice?
Oh, Max, I love it.
I'm just sick of listening to myself.
Yes. Dad, random voice selection.
The milk is low, and several battery systems are attaching
to. Oh, I love that.
The bank has transferred Victoria's monthly records.
I had a fair Richard Boone last week.
Here. Eat and get going. I have work to do. And Master Proteus to educate, and I've got...
Is it true?
Is what true, Crow?
Cyber gods say we restore ourselves and robots will make a new world.
Yes, Proteus, this is the truth. That's why they only tell it to the people with enough sense to recognize the truth, the 3-year-olds.
Proteus, when you deal with the future, you can have many possible truths. Cyber gods is one, Star Trek is another.
Ah,
no way.
That's the stuff!
The point is, we make the future as we go along.
Can we make the past?
Interesting.
Oh, I haven't got time to discuss time. I have an important meeting. Oh, look at my hair!
Remind me, what's this new account you're trying for?
ESP. Earthbound Space Power. That's what we're talking about. That's what everybody's talking about. Because it's about to happen. Metacor. The largest multinational merger of scientific and industrial interests ever conceived of on planet Earth has come into being with only one aim in mind: to bring space power to planet Earth. The colossal ESP project is now entering Phase 5, and the reality of virtually limitless energy for everyone is just around the corner. Get ready to change your life. Metacor says, the present is now. The future is already behind us.
You realize, gentlemen, this is only a rough assembly of a campaign sample that Ms. Doubleday threw together for this meeting, but I think you get the idea. You've all seen the copy she's forwarded to your office.
Yes, and I'm still not at ease with this present-future thing.
Now, Axe, we've discussed that. I think it's damn catchy. Ms. Doubleday, I'd like to offer my congratulations.
Well, perhaps this calls for a celebration?
Gentlemen, there is one thing that I think should be taken into consideration, and I know it's not a pleasant subject, but I believe you not only want to sell the idea of space power, but also to counter a growing movement of opposition to the proposal.
Victoria!
If you want me to handle this campaign, it would aid me greatly, gentlemen, if we could at this time go over some of these points of opposition so that I could assess their significance.
I hardly think that would be necessary.
Now, we don't have to go...
No! She's right. We can't ignore it any longer. We've got to start fighting back. Now, what would you like to know?
I'll put the diagrams back up. Now, as I understand it, the largest body of opposition is based on the research of a Swedish team headed by a Dr. Jan Söderlund.
Oh, him.
Who says that by placing the power satellites in this even grid-like pattern in geosynchronous orbit, aligned in polar relationship, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And each satellite sending a diffused microwave beam to a receiver on the Earth. Mm-hmm. Well, that when the power is switched on, you'll also create a secondary network of power connecting up all the satellites in a linear grid surrounding the Earth. And that the lines of this grid will roughly match the lines of force in the magnetosphere, the Earth's magnetic field. And that the resultant surge of energy into the magnetosphere could completely disrupt the polar stability, shifting the magnetic axis and causing inconceivable calamity. Possibly the utter destruction of the planet.
Look, we hear enough of this from the press. Aren't we hiring these people?
Now have some civility, Axworthy. We have the data to cover this question, don't we?
Well...
Of course we do. So give it to the girl and let's get these ads on the air.
Ms. Doubleday, let me begin by saying that this Söderlund is barely an accredited scientist and his research far from sophisticated. Now, if I can use your terminal to access certain files from my office, I'll be able to give you more than enough evidence that his theories are easily dismissed and his minor popularity due only to the trivial fascinations of the mass media. Now, I'll call up the general test we ran on potential magnetospheric impact of this project. Now, here now, as you can see...
He's running me a line, and I know it well. This parched Axworthy is the chief science spokesman for Metacor. I've seen him do his little dance for every major news service on the air. What am I doing this for? I have to have this account. Oh, but it feels wrong, and I know it. And why do I think about my dream now? Why can I never quite remember that damn dream?
She very rarely dreamed of Atlantis while she was at work. In fact, this was the only time. In truth, she only had the dream maybe a dozen times in all. The second time was not until she was 12.
Drifting sea, sifting sands through my hands. Oh, a beach. And I am, look, I am golden. Such beautiful clothes. I am resting in the sun. I feel so light. Touching the sand? I don't think so. In my right hand there's a ball. Crystal. Light. Like a bubble. It is silver and clear and colored. And... Oh! Look! Across the sands a gorgeous tower. Shining. Where I live. I am...
Helena, Your Highness, may I disturb your solace?
What? is the bowl that speaks. There's a face. A handsome face. But of course, it is...
Helena, are you well? It is I, Heros. See, I approach from the western gate.
Yes! Look, rushing over the sands, a man! It is a man in the ball. Heros. My lover. My squire. He is flying over the sand. Floating above it. His clothes are iridescent, like liquid pearl. He holds a ball before him, and it glows with power. Why?
Helena, you do not look well. Can you speak to me, please?
Yes,
I can speak.
Thank you, Mithilon. Here, I am almost with you.
Place this is. Great harmony. Balance. I sense such peace. The elements in control. A world almost free of hunger or illness or discomfort. Could such a place exist?
My queen, what service would you have of me? I worry for you. These dreams...
Yes, these dreams.
My queen?
Tell me, Kyros, what is the state of the world?
You ask this of me? You, who are at the center of it?
Tell me.
The world is waiting for your speech. You had a spell. You asked for this moment of solitude. You have been here for some time. All are waiting.
Speech.
Yes, you cast the final vote. The deciding voice on the mage's power plan. You know how important this is.
I know.
You're all right now? Your spell has passed.
I am all right.
You will say yes, won't you? You mustn't lose the support of the guild.
I will say yes. I have already said yes. And
they will be free to try their new machine. The wave. The planet wave.
More power.
Yes. More than the world has ever seen. The mage says we will be able to leave the world and visit others. Helena, you're not well. I will tell them you need time. Another day.
No! I am becoming well. My dreams are visions. I will speak. In a moment.
Helena.
I will speak.
I am
queen.
I am El. I... Darken. Floating. Dark. I don't know who I am.
Vic?
Oh.
Good Lord, woman, you're pale. I won't say anything about seeing ghosts because I'm above cliches.
Oh.
What are you reading there that's so startling?
I must have fallen asleep. The damn dream.
You remember any of it this time?
Well, this book seems to have triggered something. It mentions this woman who says she was sort of possessed by the spirit of an Egyptian scribe. And through her, this Egyptian told what he knew of the history of Atlantis.
Ah, yes. Fair lost Atlantis.
He says that the Atlanteans had this highly advanced technology based on magnetic forces. So they had things like anti-gravity and heatless light and some kind of communications.
Mm-hmm.
And that they destroyed themselves when they tried to harness the power of the entire planet's magnetic field.
Mm.
He says all the continents were once one, and that Atlantis didn't so much sink as was torn apart. The position of the poles shifted. The focus of the test area was wrenched down to the new South Pole by the magnetic shock. It's Antarctica now. And the rest of the continents were scattered.
Some accident. So what about your dream?
Well, I'm there, you see. Living there in the period just before it blows. And I have something to do with it.
Didn't you start having these dreams about the time you got the ESP account?
Well, mostly. But I think
I remember once as a kid.
But don't you see that you're just working out your fears about accepting the moral responsibility of this project? You're being asked to promote one of the most controversial pieces of technology that the science moguls have ever come up with. Certainly the biggest, possibly the most dangerous.
I know.
So don't do it. We don't need the money.
Come on.
Hey, I just sold the Ammonia Jones package to Mega Mag. We're rolling in loot, darling.
And how long will that last? No, I've got to be realistic. My whole career has led to this one. This is the hottest account online. I might as well pack it in if I throw it away.
And what if Metacore is in the process of packing us all in? What if ESP stands for Extermination Standard Procedure?
Oh, Max. I'm afraid.
Of the dreams?
Yes, of the dreams. Oh, yes.
Take a break from Atlantis. Go down to the well. Do some lengths. Stretch, sauna. Tank, hit the bar.
You'll pick up Proteus at 7? They're at the whale garden.
On the case, Your Highness.
My Highness?
Figure of speech, my dear. I've called you that before. You are and always will be my queen, my love.
Always have been.
If memory serves.
Oh. To the well.
Welcome to Wellspring Leisure. How may we serve?
Just a tank tonight, Trevor.
Victoria, tank 3 is free for you. Have a nice float.
Thank you.
Hey, there! Good to see ya! Want to play some Vibra Ball? We could work out in the mat room. You're still doing speechy, aren't you?
Naomi. I'm not feeling too physical tonight. I'm heading for a tank, destination unknown.
Well, don't float so far you can't meet before a drink later.
You got it.
This is a prime credit area. Please voice print.
Victoria Doubleday?
Ms. Doubleday, isolation tank number 3 is ready. Will you have the usual ambience?
No. Tonight I think I'll have Satori, Program 7. 10% visual, low pulse.
Very good, patron.
Good floating.
Oh, why am I so nervous? I'm just going to meditate like I've done dozens of times before. But things seem so different now. And what's it going to be? Wither eye. I really want to just float here and relax. Do I have to? I have to dream?
She did have normal dreams, sometimes chaotic and bizarre. Often forceful, controlled, driving.
Yes, 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 yes. Now, now, now.
Often terrifying.
No!
Now and then, ridiculous. One part of the dream which often recurred, but which she never remembered, was the song.
We live as we keep on planting now for the wind.
can't stay conscious for more than a minute. You're in no condition to...
I will make the speech.
Elder, your highness, the throne is ready. Let us go. We will spread the net when you are at the focus.
Help me, Kyros. I am well. We go together.
Elna, tell me now. Tell me that I may, of all the people, be the first to know. What is your decision? History is in the balance, and I would know before all others. Yea or nay for the wizard's web of power. The people will follow only you.
Oh, I wish I could know if what I do now is what I should do. What is right? And right for when?
When? Oh, dear creation, she faints again.
Again. Now. Past. Future. Floating. When? When? When am I?
Victoria, this is getting to be a little bizarre. We're sitting here nice and comfy, watching the Big Bad broadcast, sipping a bit of nature's nectar. Next thing, you're head back, jaw slack, like a narcoleptic, snap, you're asleep. Nothing will bring you back. Then a minute later, it's gasp, and here you are. This sounds like serious brain disorder to me, dear, and worth professional investigation.
Oh, God, it's close. Something's about to happen.
You know it. Oh, you mean in your dream.
No, here, now, or there, then.
Nowhere. No how.
Don't you understand any of what I've been telling you?
I understand that you've been having vivid, overpowering dreams. You believe that you're an Atlantean queen, and that you're being asked to make an executive decision in regards to an experimental power system that will attempt to harness the power of the Earth's magnetic field. How am I doing?
And you believe that I am merely creating a fantasy world where I can work out my guilt about being involved in the ESP project.
Uh-huh.
Then why have I continued to have the dreams months after leaving the account? I'm hardly involved with it anymore.
They're still using your campaign. And I think you somehow feel responsible for the whole project.
Oh.
You think that if you had thought of it earlier, you could have done something to oppose it. Maybe donated your services to the other side, run a killer campaign that would have made the whole world see the madness of what they're about to do.
Stop it! About to do. Wait. It's tonight. Midnight.
Relax. There's still an hour till full fire up. That's what we were watching when you conked out.
Turn it on.
At the L5 community rest bays. And there's the shot from the Soviet platform, with digital enhancement highlighting all the power satellites within its sensor range. Now, as we know, only those satellites that are in direct sunlight, that is, over the eastern hemisphere of the globe tonight, will be generating power. But the unique microwave resonance feature of this brilliant power grid design will cause the energy to flow around the Earth.
That's what you were talking
about.
Satellite
to satellite, yeah. Until it can be beamed directly down to wherever it is needed on the planet's surface. We will be, in effect, witnessing the birth of a web-like globe of energy, which will completely enclose the planet. A new, unnaturally regular constellation of stars will appear in the sky, each one brighter than Venus.
Wow.
During the day, the grid will be clearly visible, even against the light of the sun. At nightfall, the grid overhead will be bright enough to rival moonlight, but gradually overhead will become dark, and at midnight, only satellites low to the horizon will be discernible. In short, the sky will never be the same. Man will have, in this sense, finally reached out and changed the very face of the heavens. It's countdown, 64 minutes to Project ESP, Earthbound Space Power, a dream of world unity becoming an epic, tangible reality. Coverage continues after this.
I don't know.
You're watching the network. Transmission elements of this program have been made possible by Metacorp. we bring you power from the darkness.
This is it.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was power, and the power was good. And then man fell on dark times, and the power left him. Now, at last, the darkness will be lifted forever.
Listen, that's a different music track.
Where do they get these guys?
Is minutes away. Limitless power for man on Earth from space. Prepare for everything to change. At Metacore, the present is now. The future is already behind us.
We have to watch the network they're bought and paid for. What's on the free channels?
It's guaranteed. If we don't fix it, you go home mad.
Stupid.
The Metropolitan Police has issued formal warning against the so-called chain gangs that have been causing such havoc in the city core.
Hey, I've heard of this.
Members of these gangs roam the streets in customized, computer-controlled, micro-compact cars. Upon a prearranged signal, they gather at a single point, and with magnetic couplings mounted at the front and rear of each car, form a chain of as many as 50 vehicles at a time.
Incredible.
Computer control of all cars in this chain goes to the lead driver, and the chain is then theoretically capable of speeds in excess of 250 miles an hour. Rival gangs have been known to completely paralyze the Lower Town, Chinatown, and Bayfront areas, using some chains to block traffic, while others roar through the empty streets playing a deadly game of demolition derby. The warden has likened them to video serpents in some massive arcade game.
Yo.
There have been 3 deaths and 27 injuries related to chain gang accidents this year. Police say prosecution is difficult due to a combination of their sophisticated radio communication and their ability to break and scatter at a moment's notice, which makes it virtually impossible to positively link any individual with the activity.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Look at this. Nobody's doing anything on the power project. It's just business as usual. This world astounds me.
Yeah.
And then after the divorce, he got custody of the children, and well, the legal proceedings from the film scandal just broke me, and now I can't get work.
So hey, in other words, it's business as usual.
Oh please.
Come on, don't kid yourself. You need the money.
God.
But I want to ask you something straight from the heart, Luella, and I think everyone in the studio audience and at home will join me in asking this. Who cares? I am Justice. Paul, get this woman out of here.
Oh, jeez.
Don't go away. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the former president as we begin hour two of Who Cares?
Theater of Cruelty.
Chad, counterview.
Okay.
But you couldn't achieve the legal release of these documents.
That's him! That's Dr. Sutherland.
Science Commission, known as CINO, which has become, in the last years, just a mouthpiece for Metacore.
Yet at great personal expense, you had the documents distributed on private networks worldwide, and have subsequently become a fugitive from Interpol, talking to us now from an undisclosed location somewhere south of the equator?
That is correct.
What do you want to bet? Well, he's in Antarctica. The Swedes have a great resort there.
Why?
Why? Are you a fool? You know what I say to you, what I say to every fool who has chosen to watch television at this time. It is now 54 minutes to the end of the world. Now, I can tell you where I am. I am at Base A-Land on the subcontinent of Antarctica. You know why I can say this? Oh, they'll come for me, all right. The ship has probably just been ordered out. But they won't get here before Metacore turns on the grid, and after that, it won't matter. There will be no Interpol to bother me. I've made certain preparations, so I don't fear for myself.
Forgive me, but I didn't mean why do you do it. Obviously, if what you say is true, if the ESP project is a massive technological error that will destroy human life on this planet, then you'd be insane to do otherwise. I mean, why have so few believed you? Why do only the tabloids put you on page one? Sure, there have been some demonstrations and press editorials urging caution, but nothing appropriate to the scale of what's at stake. Nothing even approaching the nuclear demonstrations of previous decades.
Ah, yes, that is the question, isn't it? It's not even that my research is unique. There are at least a dozen of my colleagues all over the world that have come to the same conclusion. In fact, some of them are here with me now. I truthfully don't know. Maybe it's some kind of social death wish. Certainly the public has never been more apathetic, sedated, hypnotized by the metacore media machine. People want to be told what to do, and finally, there's a world leader they can look up to with genuine respect. Money. I don't know.
Well, for the first time in my career, I don't know what to say. If, when it happens, what can we expect?
I have postulated as a minimum scenario that when the power enters the grid, the magnetic field of the Earth will simply quaver like a crystal goblet when rung. But this alone will cause a significant shift in the currents within the molten core of the planet. Massive tectonic upheaval, continental shifts, tidal waves, volcanism on a vast scale. The skies will darken with debris.
My God.
This is a minimum scenario?
Much more likely is that the entire magnetic field will simply be spun completely out of its normal relationship with the Earth. I believe the North Pole will reorient itself at the point of maximum energy on the grid, at the center of the Earth's bright side, which at this time is around Cambodia. The planetary destruction precipitated by such an event can only be imagined.
And there is no other hope?
Maybe they decide not to do it.
If it's not too personal, can I ask what preparations you have made?
There is a bunker 100 yards beneath me. Food and power for maybe 50 years. Other options if there is any life possible on the surface. But this would only be a reasonable plan of action should the minimum scenario come to pass. I don't believe Antarctica will be immune to the actual upheaval I anticipate. I and my family have made our peace with God.
Lord, he really thinks this is it.
Max, what? I believe it is.
Oh, my God, they're doing it early!
What?
Goodbye. I advise you to make your peace now.
What is going on?
Dr. Sutherland?
Where'd he go? Where'd the guy go? No,
they're doing it early?
We lost our signal.
Oh, brother.
Excuse me?
Great.
No. We're returning to Tokyo.
Oh,
less than 42 minutes ahead of schedule.
Oh,
can you explain, Mr. Axworthy?
Yeah.
Well, it has always been made clear by Metacore that the vast nature of this enterprise made it impossible to pinpoint the exact moment of optimal ignition.
Oh, right, yeah.
You see, a very delicate interplay of broadcast power is being attempted. For hours now, solar panels have been gradually eased open, and a fine trickle of power has been leaking through the grid, creating a low threshold resonance.
What?
Can you simplify this for us?
We've been priming the grid, waiting for the right moment to turn it on, and that time is now.
What is happening? How long will it take?
As we speak, the panels are being deployed and focused, the reactors generating. The grid will be at full power in less than 6 minutes.
Why has there been so little testing of this system?
Because the total system needs full power to function, we could only run computer projections and test individual components. However, there is a 100% confidence that the system will not fail.
Quick, Max, go back to the network.
Have reported...
This last glorious confirmation of man's conquest of the Earth in this first step towards a new dawn in the conquest of the universe. Let's watch and listen.
What's going to happen, Vic? What's going to happen to you and me and Proteus?
I'm going to dream.
You're going to finish it? Give the speech? You think it's real? That you can change the history of Atlantis and that will change everything?
Maybe this is the crisis that comes to every evolving technological civilization. A loss of reason. And maybe it can all hinge on the simplest things. A single decision by one person.
So you say your dream is true. Say you save Atlantis. What happens to us?
Just imagine! Atlantis must have been at least 4,000 years ago. Probably more like 400,000. Look at the technology we've created in just the last couple of hundred years. Look at the progress in the last 50. What stage of evolution would we be at in 4,000 years if we as a species somehow avoided this self-destruction and strove for enlightenment? We're obviously incapable of even conceiving of such a state.
In other words, we won't exist.
Whatever it is that allows me to be here and there at once means that we will. I told you that you're there with me in the dream, and I believe it is you. We will always be together. We will simply become what we were destined to become before I made the wrong decision.
to reality.
What?
Squire! Captain, quickly, he staggers. Take him to...
Madam, Kira stays with me. Stand back. He shall sit beside me on the throne.
What? Your Highness, not now!
Mage Manelon, as you know, I am not under your command. I will speak to the people now.
Elder, you must support me. You know this.
Prepare the throne. Come, Max.
Who am I? What is this language? Are you Victoria or Elder?
We are here together. You are Max, who was Kyros. I am Victoria, who was Elna. We are about to become that for which we were destined.
I love you.
Ready?
Places, prepare for the casting of the net.
All is ready.
My speech to you at this time was to be long and lilting, full of reassurance and hollow hope for the future. Instead, I will give you that future, where in another time I might have robbed you of it. The time is now. I tell you, we make the future in every present moment. My answer is no to the mage. The power plan of the guild will destroy the earth. The science of man is not evil. It is the key to our future. But the folly and pride of man is. And I believe that having faced that pride now, of having recognized it for what it is and turning away from it, we as a people need never fear it again. We will grow together into a glorious, unimaginable future. And we will do it now.
Now. Now. Now. Now. Now.
My love. Feel it. We love. We are love.
Of Atlantis featured the voice work of Shelley Irvin, Gerard LePage, Jim Bradford, and introducing Jackson Baker as Proteus. Special thanks to Janet, Chuck, Steve, Shelley, Mike, Sam, Cindy, Dave, Jim, Diane, Randy, Ken, the Swedish Embassy, the Boys at Nautilus, the Girls at the Chateau Laurier Pool, and Private Seas Flotation Center. The music was written and performed by Charles Fairfield, with the vocals of Matthew Wilson and Jonathan Riley Rowe of St. Matthew's Boys Choir, thanks to choirmaster Richard Dacey. Lyrics by Jeff Green. She Dreams of Atlantis was written, directed, and narrated by Jeff Green for
Stranger Media.
To find out more about the works of Jeff Green, go to strangermedia.com.